My guest at this time is Elena Newport, the lovely and talented and always friendly star of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. You can find them live every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capitalsteps.com. Their most recent CD is Fiscal Shades of Gray. Elena, how are you?
I'm good. I'm here in our world headquarters in the Washington, D.C. area, and we have running water, so we're better off than the Olympians.
I was going to say, have you seen pictures of the yellowish, orangish water that they tell you, whatever you do, don't let it touch your face?
Like you would. You know, you'd look at that and you go, oh, yeah, I'm going to put this on my face.
Right now, the Mexicans are probably putting together an ad campaign based on their water quality, you know?
Yeah, Caribbean, Carnival cruises are looking good, right?
So are you ready for 2 weeks of Vladimir Putin exaltation? That's pretty much what these Olympics seem to be.
Oh, really? I was just sort of amazed by the moguls and the snowboarders twirling around last night, but now I'm ready for anything.
I'd be glad you're not flying there either, because you can't take toothpaste or liquids in your carry-on if you're headed to Sochi.
Now, they just foiled a hijacking attempt. Did you see that on the news?
Yeah, from Ukraine, apparently. They got it.
And they told the guy he was landing in Sochi, and he landed somewhere else. That's pretty good.
That was a short flight. Wow.
Yeah, right. It does not look like Sochi.
Oh, no, it is. Trust us.
But wait, there's running water. How could it be Sochi?
The water's actually drinkable. Darn it. We didn't think of that.
And in other bizarre stories.
Yes.
The Pope was on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine this week.
Is that a first? I have to think it hasn't happened a lot in history.
I don't think so, no. Maybe a cardinal, but never the Pope.
Did they ask him about, you know, his favorite bands of the 60s and 70s, which is kind of what they do there, or what?
I don't know, but I think he would probably tell them if they asked him.
Oh, you
know?
Well.
Seems to be a very open guy.
He does, certainly. Yeah. And the Capitol Steps have already warmed up to Pope Francis, and they even kind of shared his view on the new job, even though he's been there for less than a year. So,
and this was back when he was just named Time Man of the Year that we recorded this song.
Ah, perfect. Here we go.
It isn't easy becoming a pope. The conclave is dull and takes way too long. But then you look up and see the white smoke drifting west. Then you're elected, and suddenly the press wants to know where you're from. They're asking you questions all day. Things like, what soccer team do you like best? Don't cry, I'm from Argentina. But still I speak great Italian. I can say buongiorno or buenos dias. I use these greetings when I am tweeting. Yes, I am from Argentina. And yes, this Pope is a Catholic. I don't use chauffeurs. I wear cheap loafers. I shop at Payless. I don't mind gayness. As a man of the year on Time's front cover, I'll be seen. So my first miracle you'll hear is people still buy magazines.
Wow, Elena, who knew the Pope had such a good voice?
It's true. You learn a lot of the Capitol Steps show.
Yeah, absolutely. So you need to check it out live. So, wow.
Well, it's sort of all this Olympics and Pope has kind of taken Chris Christie off the front pages, so he's probably happy about it, too.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not too upset about that. Although it's just a week ago that there was supposedly proof, and then nothing ever really happened with that. So
yeah,
I don't.
Nobody saw it, right?
Yeah. So, big
well,
to-do
hopefully.
About nothing. Yeah. So what else are you guys looking at? We're still hearing some rumblings about 2016. Mitt Romney saying, despite the fact that a lot of Republicans apparently still want him to run, that he's not going to. Now there's more chatter about Jeb Bush. Joe Biden cryptically said this week he can't think of a really good reason why he wouldn't run.
That why he wouldn't? He can't think of Hillary? that would be interesting if they went head-to-head.
What he did not say, of course, is that he could think of a good reason to run. So we'll see.
Huh. Well, the less he says, the better, I think.
Oh, perhaps. Although that would be an awkward campaign.
That's true. Just don't say a word, Joe. Just
but it might. But it might be give him the best odds, certainly, given some of his previous statements. So, I'm sure you're encouraging everyone from both parties to get.
We
in this
are,
race.
Including even Mayor Rob Ford from Toronto, if he wants to run. Right.
Not sure he's eligible, but I'm guessing the Capitol Steps will be paying very close attention to the Toronto mayor's race this year.
That's right. He's running again. Isn't that something?
Absolutely.
Oh,
somebody
man.
Just said his approval ratings are better than Obama's. So.
So Obama needs to do some more drugs or something.
I'm not saying you need to smoke more crack, but apparently smoking crack might not be as bad as doing some other things.
The public will forgive some things and not others. Okay.
I guess so. The things you learn. Wow. Elena, have a great weekend. Good luck
with
the
show. All right. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Elena Newport, star of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capitalsteps.com, their latest CD, Fiscal Shades of Gray. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WND.com.